Welcome to episode number one of the Daily Grind podcast, our maiden voyage into podcast land, if you will. My name is Nathan French. First things first, I do want to take just a second and introduce myself and tell you a little bit about the Daily Grind podcast if you're not familiar with the project already. So back in May, I put a video out to Facebook asking my friends to help keep me accountable as I embarked on a weight loss journey and started my battle with obesity. And my goal was to go on a walk for every day in the month of June. I wanted to walk around the Greenbelt, the local river walk here in Idaho Falls, Idaho. And the path that I walked was 3.1 miles. I didn't realize even 3.1 miles was a 5K until almost the end of my month. But yeah, that was my goal. That's how I started. And it turned into something a lot more. My initial goal was just to develop the habit. I wanted to enjoy exercise. I haven't enjoyed exercise since probably high school, where I was more active in sports and that kind of thing. Ever since, I've been such a shut-in. I just work a very sedentary job. I have a sedentary lifestyle. And I got really obese from this. It's ruined a great portion of my adult life. So I just got sick of it and said, enough is enough. Let's do something about this. And by putting a video out every single day that first month, it kept me going. Like, if I didn't put a video out, I would feel so ashamed, you know. Like, I committed to this and I put it in front of 560 or whatever friends I had on Facebook, and I would be just ruined if I didn't do it. You know, this is in my mind. I'm sure people would have forgave me, and you know, it's not as big of a deal to them as it is me. But for me, it was life or death. So I went and did my walk every single day, and I did actually a few extra miles at the end of the month so that I could hit an even 100 miles for the month of June. So that's last month. It's now July. And the reason that I'm doing the Daily Grind podcast is because of a lot of the people that have reached out to me. I have had people write me the nicest messages and just say, hey, I watch these videos before my workout or after my workout, or they inspire me to go and exercise and all sorts of things of that nature. And a couple of people have requested that it'd be nice if I did some longer form content for them to be able to take to the gym with them or on a walk or in the car, whatever they're doing. So that is why the Daily Grind podcast was born. This is the farthest thing from my mind when I started this. It was simply just to get myself in better shape and start this battle with obesity. So that's what I'm all about. If you're interested in watching my daily videos, you can hop over to Facebook. Go to facebook.com/thedailygrindif, and you can find the entire archive, the entire journey there. I'm over on YouTube as well. If you go to YouTube and search The Daily Grind, A Weight Loss Journey, that'll take you right to my channel. I'll try to throw the links in here as well, so you can just click there and get right over to it. So without further ado, let's hop into today's topic. Today I've chose to talk about something that hits really close to home for me. It's not an easy thing to talk about, but I think that's probably why I want to do it. I want to get the hard stuff out of the way first. And it's something that affected me as recently as yesterday. So I'll get into that in just a minute. But the topic today is anxiety. So when I was growing up, there was always those kids at school, you know, and people said that they had ADD, right? So this is the ADD before it was ADHD or called anything else. But when I was a kid, they were just undisciplined, or they were wild. It didn't really have a label at that time. They were just class clowns, maybe a little undisciplined, but you wouldn't say that they had a condition. It just wasn't something that was discussed in the household that I grew up in. And as an adult, I kind of thought I put anxiety into the same category as that. You know, I'd heard about people suffering from anxiety and being depressed, but I never really thought much about it. I never really gave it much credibility until it's something that happened to me. When I say it happened to me, it's not like, you know, one day it just hit me. It was something I brought on myself. I never became anxious or stressed out until I gained so much weight. When I was in high school, I was a big guy, right? I'm 6'5". I weighed probably, 220, 225 in high school. And I was pretty good size. But for my frame, I was fine with it. I could have been in better condition, but that's okay. Well, when I started my project, I weigh in at 350 pounds. So it's safe to say I am way more than I was in high school. And the point that I bring that up back then is at that time, I was incredibly outgoing. I was the life of the party all through my mid-20s. And as I started to gain weight over the years, I'm 30 now, I'll be 31 here pretty soon. And over specifically the last 4 years has been the worst for me. That is when it has really ramped up in my life. But in my early 20s, it was the farthest thing from my mind. When I'd hear about people with anxiety, I would just think, oh, well, you just need to man up or quit complaining, quit being a pussy, whatever. And I just gave it no thought. So as I gained weight over the years, I noticed that there's certain cars that I'd ride in where it would kind of stress me out a little bit. Not bad, but I would just get kind of anxious. I'm like, okay, well, you know, no big deal. It's just a car thing, right? And then it started happening with crowds. And it just got progressively worse in more and more situations. For example, if I go to the county fair or the state fair, whatever, anything like that, where there's a ton of people, I would just get so stressed out and grumpy that I was not fun to be around. I'd take dates there to events such as that and just run them off, basically. I was just a nightmare to be around. And I never really gave it much thought, you know, just thought it was a mood thing. But it's actually a lot more than that as I've done more research. But to really tie it in and show you how this has progressed, it was the 4th of July yesterday. Today is July 5th, 2017. And my wife had her family come in for the last couple of days to watch the fireworks here in Idaho Falls and spend some time with her. They're from Oregon. So they had to travel quite a ways to be here. And because of my anxiety that I do have, I wasn't able to go and do some things with them. Like they went to a baseball game, and this is after going out to eat the 2 days before that. And it was just, I can handle going out to eat like maybe once a week. But being even around that many people in a restaurant just freaks me out. I just can't handle much of that. Some restaurants I can't go to. I can't go to Walmart. I can't go to places like that because there's just so many people. So I went to, you know, dinner with them a couple days in a row, and I was already getting pretty close to the red. And then we had them over here and we had a barbecue at my house, and it just finished me off. Even being around a small group of people, like, you know, 6-7 people, it was too much for me. And I couldn't go to a baseball game with them that night. I couldn't go to the fireworks. I literally just wanted to be alone. I just had to get away because my stress level was so high that I actually got physically sick from the stress. And what a stupid problem to have, but it is a problem nonetheless. I am working on it. I've never sought therapy or anything like that because I know that I can attribute this to gaining weight. It was the exact same time that I started getting heavy. So I know what it is. It's no secret to me. So my theory is that if I lose some weight, I will decrease the anxiety little by little and chip away at this problem. I was looking up some statistics here from the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. So a pretty reputable source. And they state, they are talking from a survey done by the National Institute of Mental Health, but it says the anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the United States. So they are calling it a mental illness right there. The biggest one, in fact, affecting 40 million adults. So this is just adults. This isn't kids. So that's about 18% of the total population. And it goes on to give a bunch more statistics about money and that kind of thing that I don't really care about. But one thing that I did find interesting, that it is extremely common for people with anxiety to also suffer at the same time from depression. And to me, that makes perfect sense. That, you know, if you have something, if you feel like I do anyway, and you have family in town, you love these people very much, they've been in your life a long time, and because of anxiety, I'm not able to go and celebrate a holiday with them, you know, that makes me feel bad. That makes me depressed, you know, in a way. Depression is something I've had hit there, here and there. I'm not going to say I'm depressed just because I know there's a lot of people out there that are truly depressed. They're really on the extreme level in that, and I can't compare myself to them. I'll get sad. I'll feel bad. I can kind of chalk that one up to, you know, just having good days and bad days. I have a hard time saying it's depression. Maybe I'm just being ignorant, but for me, I'm focused on the anxiety and not the depression. But one thing I can say about feeling bad and being a little bit depressed just in my own life, since I started walking, since I started exercising, I have had such a more positive outlook on life. Like, it has literally flipped my world upside down, guys. Like, I can't overstate it enough that just getting out, you know, for an hour or so every single morning, my day just goes smoother. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's getting my blood pumping. One thing I do when I walk is it gives me time to think. So whether I'm out walking, riding my bike, whatever, that's my time. I don't check my email before I go. As a business owner, I get flooded with emails all day, all during the night, and I wake up with a bunch. If I look at those before I go, that's what I'm going to think about the entire time I'm out there, and that's just going to be a toxic environment for me. So I avoid that at all costs. I do not check my email before I go and exercise in the morning. So if that's something you do, if you're like I was for 5 years and you wake up, you roll over, you look at your phone, oh, here's some things on Facebook, here's some things on Instagram, oh, here's an email from some clients, I'd hop up, run into the computer, and start my day. What a terrible way to wake up, you know, and I did it for years. And I honestly think that that did impact my mentality and stress level. Because I'm starting my day automatically right off the bat, serving other people, which is fine. But you know what? You need to take some time for yourself. And I do contribute that to anxiety as well. Just waking up and not even having 5 seconds to actually wake up and start your day, but just boom, I'm working all the time. And I know that kind of comes with the territory of a business owner, but I think that it is healthy to be a little selfish and say, you know what, my first 2 hours are for me. And I don't know why it took so long for me to understand that. It just never crossed my mind. And I do give that a lot of credit for the factor of the anxiety and depression that I have suffered. Another thing that I'm starting to get a little bit into is meditation, breathing exercises specifically. I'm trying a few different ones, so I don't want to recommend any right now. I'm not super comfortable with that, but I can tell you just from the little bit I've been messing around with it, is it helps a bit. I don't think I've really found mine yet, you know, that fits me the best, but I think it does help. I think it could be good for a lot of people. But for me, it's just the exercise, just going out, moving my body every single day, no days off, and clearing my head for a couple hours. And that's done wonders. As I mentioned, even as recent as yesterday, my anxiety is still a big issue. Whenever I have to go somewhere, drive somewhere, man, my stress level just goes through the roof. Just being in traffic, and especially in the summertime, we have a lot of traffic here in Idaho Falls from tourism and things like that. For example, we were at a restaurant with my in-laws, as I mentioned before, the other night, and we were having Chinese food. And there was a couple of tour buses that they brought people, and they just all came to the restaurant. And I went from having a nice, chill dining experience with my family to automatically being stressed, and I could not get out of there fast enough. And I walked out the door, and there's a whole group of people, and I thought I was just going to have to run through people, because it gets that bad where it's just such a claustrophobic feeling. If you've never suffered from anxiety, the best, I don't know, analogy I could probably give you is if you had a wet blanket, like a big quilt blanket around you, and you're trying to get out, but it's just wrapped around you so many times that it's, you know, it takes a long time to worm your way out of it. And it's the worst, man. It just really, really sucks. So, you know, I know a lot of people have sought therapy, you know, psychologists and psychiatrists, whatever, stuff like that. But it's just not been in the cards for me. I do think that my weight has certainly contributed to my anxiety. So, you know, if you have any questions about it, certainly go talk to a psychiatrist, talk to a doctor, whatever you need to do. I'm not one for taking medicine for it, taking the pharmaceutical drugs to battle this kind of thing. That's just my mentality. That's just my opinion. You know, you do whatever works for you, but I'm of the opinion that it needs to be a real change. You need to find the real issue and hit it head on. There's drugs out there for everything, and they cause their own problems. That's a whole nother conversation that I might get into someday. But for me, I'm battling mine with exercise and trying to eat a lot healthier. And so far, so good. It is getting a little better. I was doing pretty good the last couple of weeks, and then with the holiday and the family and going out, and it was just too much for me, and I just kind of came to a crashing halt last night. But it's an ongoing struggle, guys. This is going to take me years to get, you know, a handle on as far as the weight goes. It's definitely a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I'm self-aware enough to realize that. I don't think this is going to be anything that's solved anytime soon. So I'm sure every step of the way I'm going to have this anxiety issue. So hopefully this is assisted as well in getting that problem fixed. So I know that if you do have a better attitude, that helps a lot. So that's all I know. I can't speak of anything else. That's just my personal experience, but I know that it is helping. So that's all I got for today, guys. As I said, if you're interested in checking out the videos, hop over to Facebook, facebook.com/thedailygrindif altogether, or go to YouTube and search The Daily Grind, A Weight Loss Journey, and you'll find it there. So we'll see you next week, guys, for episode number 2. Have a great day.